Historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, SmartSkin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery firefighters are investigating a house fire last night on Wiley Road. Officials believe the fire may have started in a dryer and then spread into the wall. No injuries were reported. Alabama lawmakers have approved a budget that provides money for 500 additional correctional officers. The House of Representatives voted 103-0 for the general fund budget. The budget now moves to the Senate. This comes after the Department of Justice issued scathing findings condemning Alabama prisons last week. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has released a plan they say will help improve Alabama's prison system. They say building new prisons, hiring more staff members and paying them better, and reducing the number of people in the prisons should cut down on Alabama's prison problems. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, River Region, with Wow Super Fast Internet starting at just $39.99 a month when paired with their most popular TV package.
So I can catch up on last season before next season comes out? Wow. Watch my favorite sports and catch up with my friends? Wow. And when there's a break in action, I can stream my favorite songs on repeat? Wow.
Get choice, get value, and stay connected. Now that's Wow. Call 1-866-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change, restrictions apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right. $50. God, Will Smith.
Life is messy, boys.
Just telling you.
That's the way it works. Dave Mowry's in. Jack, as you know, is having some minor surgery today, so he'll be out for a little while. He was out for a few days resting leading up to it, and he will. He may be having surgery as we speak, actually, though, but it's not nothing to fear. It's not quadruple bypass or anything. It's far, far more minor than that. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Do have a bunch of news to run through. Somebody yesterday said they wanted me to expand on the globalist corporatist whore rant I went on. I don't think I want to.
I mean, isn't it? What, how do you expand? I mean, we could expand on it, but, like, it's kind of out there, you know? I mean,
yeah, I mean,
it's kind of right there in the lead.
And it's kind of about 10% of everything I talk about on this program. Yeah. So if you listen for 15 hours a week, you should get about an hour and a half of it a week.
I would say to everybody, think about almost, like, I would think about at least 80% of the stories that Barron presents through that prism.
Yeah, and so
he's kind of always expounding upon it.
That said it better than I could have ever said it. Dave is a messaging guru.
Thank you.
I always tell people I like to give them news and views glasses.
That's right.
To see the world through the glasses. And once you put them on, you'll never want to take them off.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's like that scene in The Matrix.
Or it's like They Live. You ever see They Live with Rowdy Piper?
No.
He puts on the glasses and there's like all this graffiti they can see and there's aliens that nobody can see. And he like, look, oh, it's
a Rowdy Roddy Piper type of movie.
From like 88 or 89. It's janky, but also like really good, like in a low key way. I think
the concept is cool.
It's a John Carpenter film.
I don't know who that is.
Halloween, Freddy Krueger. He's like a master of that genre.
And he did a Rowdy Roddy Piper movie?
Oh, I think they were trying to put...
And then you cited it as if I might know who you're talking about?
I just assumed you'd know the Piper movie. I guess it's Joey that would
know. Joey is probably...
Even though he was born the year it came out.
Joey probably watched it this morning.
But it's intriguing because, yeah, he finds these glasses or whatever, like in a trash can or something, and he puts it on. And like one of the things that I really remember is he looks at a dollar bill, and it says, and it's like he looks at it, and it's like kind of like got overlaid on it. It says, "This is your God."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's heavy.
I gotta get, what's it called? These Things?
They Live.
These Things.
You're just half listening, just throwing out a name. What's it called? The Stuff?
Well, I had you started with the diphthong.
Somehow?
Had a TH in it.
That's right.
You know, I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. It's like.
It's just glasses. You're trying to put them on so you can see the world through the lens that I see the world through. It's like The Matrix, you know? You're presented with the red pill or the blue pill.
That's right.
You take the blue pill, you wake up tomorrow, everything goes away. You don't know anything about globalism. You don't know anything about corporatism. If you don't know about globalism and corporatism, you end up being a globalist corporatist whore.
No.
You end up being an unwilling, unwitting participant.
Yeah. I'm not trying to, like, crash the audience or anything, but take the blue pill, people. It's a lot. You're a lot happier, okay? Look at Neo's life, all right, at the beginning. It's not great, but, I mean, like...
And no one's shooting at him?
Right. Yeah, he's not, like, fighting, you know, Matrix monsters and... And then when he gets in the real world, you know,
look at
it's even worse.
Look at his life before.
Anyway,
but if you take the red pill, you can never go back.
Because you can never go back.
Let me tell you, once those scales fall from the eyes,
that's right.
Now you guys wonder why Dave and Jack and I and 84 and others enjoy hitting the sauce from time to time. I'm not talking for you in particular, but here's the headline. I mean,
you know.
Forcing a smile for customers linked with more drinking after work. I'll doctor it for radio. Being nice to callers linked with more drinking after work.
Yeah, or clients or whoever.
Employees who forced them... This is a Dateline University Park. That's what caught my eyes. It's a Penn State study. Having spent 1 year at Penn State, I feel like I'm practically family. I practically did this study.
Right.
Employees who force themselves to smile and be happy in front of customers or who try to hide feelings of annoyance may be at risk for heavier drinking after work. You guys know when noon comes and I get off the air, sometimes it happens. A team of researchers at Penn State and the University of Buffalo studied the drinking habits of people who routinely work with the public. For example, people in food service who work with customers, nurses who work with patients, or teachers who work with students. I would add radio broadcasters who...
Just if you have to interface with the general public.
This says something about humanity, that the more you deal with the public, the heavier you tend to drink.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, especially if you have, like, that's the other thing. I think it's like the force nicety probably has a lot to do with it, right?
Yeah. It says, faking and suppressing emotions with customers was related to drinking beyond the stress of the job or feeling negatively. It wasn't just feeling bad that makes them reach for a drink. Instead, the more they have to control negative emotions at work, the less they're able to control their alcohol intake after work. So I think it's more than just putting on a smile. It's the same thing. You bury tragedy in your life, you end up a drunk.
That's right. Well, yeah, and look.
Or a drug addict.
And just interfacing with people in general that you don't know, and they might know you or want something from you, it's stressful, whether you think it is or not. Like, it can be.
Yeah, anyway.
Good study.
I thought that was a funny study.
They should come study us.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't.
Nobody study us, ever.
So funny. While I was in law school, they kept, like, we had to go to these seminars about the dangers of lawyers becoming alcoholics and studies, and they'd bring in presenters every couple months, and they'd require you to sit through these stupid seminars about, you got to be careful, here's the signs of alcoholism, here are the helplines, here are the, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Which is fine. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But then every school function I went to had kegs of beer and whiskey bottles, like, provided by the school.
Right.
So here are the dangers of alcoholism. Lawyers are a hard-drinking crew, and they have insanely high alcoholism rates. And to get you ready for that, we're going to present alcohol at every single function.
Right.
Every single school function is going to have alcohol.
Yeah.
There's a bill in front of the Alabama legislature. This is why we can't have nice things in Alabama. And I don't even necessarily hate this bill, but it's ridiculous. A legislative committee has advanced legislation to prohibit Alabama cities from banning plastic groceries. Grocery bags.
Yeah, it's a ban on plastic bag bans.
I was taught never to use a double negative in the same sentence.
Right.
So I will redo this sentence with double positive. Let me read the sentence again with the double negative first, then I will make a positive out of it. A legislative committee has advanced legislation to prohibit Alabama cities from banning plastic grocery bags. Here's the positive. A legislative committee has advanced legislation that mandates Alabama cities allow people to sell plastic grocery bags.
Yeah.
Would you ever pass that law?
That's a good point.
To mandate a city allow a retailer to sell plastic bags?
No, why would you care?
Right. It's just, this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. If a local city wants to be weird and ban plastic bags, so be it. Who is the state governor? I thought Republicans believed in... I thought they believed in government at the highest level. City councils and county commissions and...
Local control?
Local control over local issues.
What a novel concept.
I could have sworn the Republican Party believed
it. It's like if Fairhope wants to ban plastic bags, it's probably like the, you know, I would think that they would be your number one...
Or like Gulf Shores and Orange Beach.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because that stuff blows out and it gets in a porpoise.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Do you carry the cloth grocery bag?
No.
Nah, I don't either.
I'm not scared of plastic. I mean, I know I'm supposed to be scared of plastic, but I'm really not scared of plastic. You know what I am scared of?
What?
I'm scared of governments...
Taking away local control?
I'm scared of governments who tell cities what they can and can't ban.
Yeah.
You know, if Gulf Shores wants to ban plastic straws and plastic bags, I think it's a mistake. I think it'll harm their tourism.
That's
their business.
That's right. They're just going to have to go on about it.
That's their business. I'll go to Orange Beach.
Actually, and you know what?
Where was I the other day and had a... Oh, I know where I was.
Actually, I don't want to give them any ideas.
What?
Because, like, there's a different way to do this, but they would never do it.
What?
Because they could just ban it.
Tax it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put a 10... Or, you know what? And don't even do that. I would just... If I was the city council, I would allow stores to assess a 10% fee. Or 10 cents fee.
For each plastic bag?
Yeah. For each bag.
Yeah. And they'd be gone overnight.
I mean, you know who doesn't have any bags at all?
Who?
Our favorite store.
Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boxes.
Yeah.
Hey. Stop taking all the damn banana boxes.
That's right.
The Coleman family loads up on banana boxes. And if you guys go in there grabbing banana boxes, I can't get them when I show up.
Yeah, the thing that I... Yeah, exactly.
The greatest box in the history of the world.
Well, because the thing about it is then you can just arrange all your stuff like in a pallet and pick it up and take it in one or two moves.
I moved my whole house with 20 banana boxes.
Yeah.
They are the sturdiest boxes. You can put so much in there you can't lift the box.
Right. You don't have to tape it up the bottom.
No.
We're about to fall out.
No. It's got handles?
It gets... a drop of rain on it, and the whole thing just disintegrates.
It's too humid.
Yeah.
You know, it's Alabama.
Right.
And they give you go to get these moving boxes. It's mildly humid in August.
Yeah.
And the whole thing disintegrates.
Two pieces of construction paper taped together on the bottom.
But give me one banana box. I mean, we use banana boxes. That's our recycle bin.
Yeah.
That's the little box around the trash cans for the stuff that falls
yep.
in the box.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, you can put every World Book Encyclopedia stacked 4 feet high and carry, and it's got those handles on it, so you don't have to grab it awkwardly on the bottom.
Right.
You know, like the
just a regular
like a nervous Protestant not wanting to raise his hand. You know, where they just kind of stick them out in front of them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like, we Catholics, we don't do that. We just stand there.
Yeah.
But sometimes the Protestants will raise their hands, but then the nervous ones will just stick their hands out in front of them like they're carrying a box.
Right. That's weird.
You don't have to do that at Costco. You get the banana box, it's got handles, and you're good to go.
It's true.
And somebody's taking them all, because I keep going in. I used to be able to find so many banana boxes, I wouldn't know what to do with them all. And I go in there, and there's one or two hidden in the
back. There's a couple dudes that do radio that are telling everybody how great the banana box is.
Suck! The worst boxes ever.
Next thing you know, can't find any.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Aldo.
Who?
Aldo.
Aldo.
Aldo. You're on the air.
Aldo.
I want to talk about the movie They Live.
Oh, okay. Topical.
Topical conversation.
Well, you brought it up, and I want to tell you that.
Sorry, what's your name?
I think that Carpenter made that movie just to wake up the planet a little bit. It's obvious that the media is controlled. I mean, if you can look at every newscast, et cetera, especially in North America, and they all say the same thing. They tell you the news that they want you to hear, obviously, and maybe they make up stuff, which I don't know. But they certainly don't tell you the news that you get from, let's say, an international newscast.
Right.
But I think that if you're the 1%, very, very rich, why would you let the lowly masses run anything? They have the money to corrupt government. You know, they control the banks, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you're a multi-billionaire, you want, like, you know, a revolutionary to take your wealth away or to expose you to society. No, it's the way it is. We are controlled by the people that have the money, the wealth, the power. It's just the way it is. That movie was probably right on the money.
Yeah.
Except for aliens. I don't think we have aliens.
But you don't know that.
Yeah.
Runs society and runs the world.
I tell you what, if we do have aliens, you wouldn't know about them. Because it's not like they're going to show up and be like, how? You know, like an Indian in a John Wayne Western.
Let's say UFOs. They would be so advanced, they would be invisible. Like, why would they be visible?
That's what I'm saying. If you could get into our atmosphere without being detected... You can certainly observe us from Earth without being detected.
Easily.
Hey, I got to run. Appreciate it. 272-9228.
Call Aldo.
It was not a bad call. I didn't hate that call. Some calls I hate, I'll be honest with you.
It's true.
I was told yesterday, rely more on the phones. I try.
Right.
And calls like that, I don't mind.
Who gave you that terrible advice?
But when people call in like, what about this senator out in California? Like, we're not talking about the senator out in California. Call back on Friday. If you're topical and you're interesting, I like you. I like it just fine.
But you better bring the hot takes.
Yeah, you know, the hotter the takes, the better the takes. No doubt about it. We'll be back.
Shook my hand. No was all he said.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The Home Depot is making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $25.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Program brought to you by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, featuring this week a light red sauce with a little ham and some action in there, man. That's a good-looking dish. If you you guys ought to go by their Facebook page from time to time. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is a good Facebook page. They keep it updated, let you know when they have specials going on and what everything's going on. They have, you know, the straight-up Midtown Pizza Kitchen page. They got a Prattville page as well. But the specials are always the same. Right now, sautéed ham, spinach, and broccolini in a red sauce with linguine. You know what's underrated? Sautéed spinach. Totally underrated. I mean, it is. It adds flavor and texture. And
it is, but you know why?
Why?
Because you can have like 48 pounds of it, and it whittles down into like a portion.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a funny meme one time, and it was a bag of spinach. And I mean, a huge bag of spinach and this big fat guy carrying it. And it said, this whole bag of spinach has 9 calories in it. Fatties, explain yourself.
I mean,
but it's true.
Right?
I mean, it's just water and roughage.
Just like throw an onion and garlic in there and then like splash some lemon over it at the end and you like.
Get yourself 50 calories of butter.
Put it in a saute pan.
Which is good for you, by the way.
Yeah,
good fat.
And it's good calories.
Especially if it's grass-fed.
And put your 50 calories of butter. That's about a half a pat of butter. Put it in there. Hit you up in there with an onion. And then drop your spinach.
Yep.
And get it to stirring. And by the time it's done, you will have yourself a dynamite side item with like 52 calories in
yep.
it. And, you know.
And not nearly as much iron as you think, Popeye. But.
Well.
You know that thing?
Yeah.
Where, like, they moved the decimal point wrong. So
oh, is that what
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, so, like, they thought that, like, Popeye was getting all, like, it's like they thought it was, like, 500 grams of, or whatever, of, like, protein per can.
It was, like, 0.5.
It was 0.5. So the whole comic was a lie.
Well, I wonder why he ate all that spinach. Does iron make you strong?
I don't know.
Gotta be just ripped.
Yeah.
So I got some genetic thing where my body doesn't get rid of iron. I gotta go donate blood and get rid of it. Which is why I'm at the donation place every 8 weeks. Actually, they called me the other day, like, Mr. Compton. We are in dire need of O positive blood.
And I was like, do you have any?
Yeah. I got 10 pints of it. How much you need?
I got a whole body worth.
But no, it'll kick on in a second. It's being ornery right now. It was making noise yesterday. I hope that doesn't mean it's out. All right, Randall.
Good morning.
Morning.
I hate I missed yesterday, but I hope, you know, now maybe what sounds like some folks that what hadn't been listening or just came aboard, maybe just got opened up to the news and views glasses. And now that Barr, it looks like it's going to be going after some of this stuff, how far back can they go? Like, can they go back to 07, like when Bill Clinton had his man taking handwritten notes from you know, our spooks, you know, about 9/11? I mean, you know, that he got rid of and they just slapped him on the wrist, you know, and covered it up. It wasn't ever on the news. I mean, can you go
there
back?
There are limits to how far back you can go on criminal charges. Certain criminal charges. Murder, right. You can go back forever. I think RICO is 10 years, maybe? 12 years?
I don't know.
So it goes back a long ways, but it is limited. There are some limits. I don't know if they can get you under treason. I think that might be life.
It's got to be.
I don't think there's... I think any capital crime has no right. statute of limitations. So it may be if they can find a way to squeeze it under treason, they might be able to go back as far as they want.
And that would be so nice. Just to bring it to—I mean, not really to do nothing. I mean, no, ain't gonna put. But just to bring it to light. I mean, people are waking up now. I'm so glad. I mean, you don't even know. I mean, about 3 months ago, I was wondering. Now,
I think the next few—I don't want to say few months because it's April, but I think the last 4 or 5 months of 2019 are gonna be just fire for those of us that have been sitting back watching.
I think
Trump is timing all of this flawlessly.
See, I was actually thought he would wait and be on offense after he got reelected and just let the wall take him into office and then go on offense. And
I don't have to worry about it.
I don't, you know, go ahead and get everything you can negative. Because once you go on offense, you're never going to get nobody else. Everybody else is going to disappear. And I'm pretty sure that's, you know, what's been taking so long. So maybe, you know, I don't know. I'm glad it is, so then now everybody else can see what, you know, what we already know. I mean, I had somebody come up to me the other day and just said, you might be, because I told him, I said, in 2026, y'all all going to come back and tell me Donald Trump was our first black president. And then I'm talking about my black, I mean, some of my goodest homies. And I tell you, y'all gonna hug me, and I got wages with about six of them. So, you know, and if I'd have been wrong, hey, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. It'd been like a meteor hitting the earth, like you said. It wouldn't have made a difference. So, and we wasn't wrong, and now I'm gonna be paid. All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, if there's a meteor coming to earth and everybody says it's gonna hit us,
right?
Be the guy who says it's not.
Right.
Because if it misses,
if it doesn't,
you're the only guy who got it right. And if it hits, no one's around to tell you you're wrong anyway. So, our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I'm going to give you a quick lesson in radio calling. Smoke and Otis called a while ago, and he called, and there was one person ahead of him, so I put that person ahead of him, and then he dropped at a certain point, and after he dropped, Randall called in, and then Smoke and Otis called back, and now I got to take another break, and Smoke and Otis has to wait yet again. That would have been his time slot. Had he just held on. But he didn't.
Got to have a little patience, guys.
But he didn't, and I try to take him in order the best I can. I mean, there are very few times I take him out of order. Very, very few times. Most of the time I take him in order. Our number 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Jack, Again, if you're looking for Jack, he's having a little minor surgery, and he'll be fine.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy a couple of nice, quiet springtime days. Nice and warm today with a high temperature up to about 84. Sunshine will be dominant. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, breezy and warm. Another high temperature up to about 84. I think we're dry if you have plans on Thursday evening, but there could be some thunderstorms, let's say, in the wee hours of Thursday night, Friday morning, with Friday's high temperature up to about 80. Risk of some scattered showers and storms around Saturday. And then we continue to look at a potential severe weather event looming for Sunday. We'll be watching that situation carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in. 36 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Hey, Dave Mowry's suggestion there on the bumper music.
He likes the Rolling Stones.
I do.
That's the Rolling Stones.
A friend of mine whose birthday was yesterday, he's, let me think, 2000 and so, like, not today, but recently, like, he passed away 5 or 6 years ago. This was, like, his one of his favorite songs.
Oh, really?
So you said
his birthday's today?
You said something yesterday about that, like, you know, the way that you play good bumper music is that you play songs that people remember when they were having a good time or whatever in the past. And so this always reminds, but in a good way, it reminds me of Buddy Tim. So there you go.
You just gave away the secret over the air for great bumper music.
You know. So, I mean, they can't, nobody else can do it. They don't know what you're doing.
Well, the key is you want, I mean, everybody.
You said that over the air.
I might have, actually. Your senses.
You still got to be able to do it.
Your senses can take you back. A certain touch can take you back to a way you were touched that way as a child. I mean, in a good way. Like, you know, somebody rubs your back a certain way, and you remember, oh, Mom used to rub my back on the couch like that. You know, if you you smell something. You smell Fruity Pebbles, and you hadn't smelled Fruity Pebbles in 30 years.
Smell is very associated with memory.
Music, too.
Yep.
And we don't have touch and sight and smell and all that on the airwaves, but we do have sound.
Not yet, anyway. We're trying to implement smell-o-vision, but it may be a few weeks off.
People be like,
audience,
what is that pine salt smell? Are they drinking gin at 9 a.m.?
No! Drinking it since 8 a.m.
But they, but sound is one of those, and so music is very associative. You takes you back to a time and place. So I try to play things that aren't always on the radio now.
Correct.
But they were on the radio then.
That's right.
So it takes you back to 1994. It takes you back to the summer of 94. It takes you back to the summer of 83.
You're dropping the classics.
Takes you back to, you know, that day you were in school in 1972 and you met your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember this song playing in the background. And so we try to play, not deep cuts, but forgotten cuts. Forgotten cuts. And Hang Fire definitely would be a forgotten cut.
Great song.
Our number 272-9228, 9 minutes after, 39 minutes after 9 o'clock. Riley Manning Painting, my man Riley Manning. Speaking of deep cuts, this guy, you ever heard Riley Manning grind an axe? This guy can play guitar.
Oh, really?
As well as anybody in Montgomery.
Wow.
And he has classic guitars. I mean, classics. well, I tell you what they are, but he'd probably get mad at me. So don't hold me to it. But Riley Manning can absolutely wail. And the best way to talk to him about it is to call him, 799-1284. But what you really want, you don't want to hear him play guitar. I mean, I do. And you might. But you really want him to paint your house. You want to come over and get you one of those great quotes. And Riley Manning is just dynamite. Just dynamite. If you call him right now at 799-1284 and tell him you heard about this on the radio, I'm telling you, you can get a quote, but I'm going to get you something else for free. That million-dollar smile, that award-winning smile. Riley Manning is just a nice guy. One of those people you're just going to want to know, and when you know him, you're going to be like, I am so glad I know a guy that kind. He is friendly. He's knowledgeable. 50-plus years in the business. He's honest as the day is long. He's just a good, good man. Call him, 799-1284. I've got full confidence that he's going to do a great job for you. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Smoking Otis, you waited like 8 minutes for no reason.
Well, that's all right, brother. You wasn't waiting on.
Not for no reason. He waited to get in.
Well, I mean, you know, lack of patience while holding on a phone is not the problem when you're driving in rural Elmore County. You go behind a tree, you'll lose the signal, brother.
Yeah, I understand that.
you were talking about house bills a little bit earlier.
Yes, sir.
About the plastic stuff. Well, let me ask you something. What are your thoughts on House Bill 243?
You better give me a subject.
Allison pulled up in front of me.
There are 1,500 bills filed every year. Give me some sort of subject
House
matter.
House Bill 243 has to do with medical marijuana in Alabama.
Yeah, it's a good bill. I actually talked to the sponsor as it was being drafted and gave him some input. We had lunch before it was actually filed, and I went over the basics of it, and he kind of educated me on his efforts and what he knew he could get, what he thought he could get, what he wanted to get. And it's all in there. And if they dial it back a little bit, it's still going to be a good bill.
Good.
Okay. When do you think they may bring that up on the floor for a vote or anything like that?
Well, as with most pieces of big legislation like that, sometimes you have to introduce it once to get people educated and then introduce it again next year. I think it may get a vote this year, but it may take a couple of 3 years to actually get to the governor's desk and get signed.
Right.
But it's on the way. Let me tell you, it's coming to Alabama. This is not being introduced haphazardly. There's a plan in place. The right people have been talked to.
Yeah, there's not some, you know, weird hippie behind it.
No, this is a real bill.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was just kind of curious. I'd seen it and heard a little bit about it, and I was just curious what your thoughts were on it and when you think it may come up. I think it's probably a good thing, for Alabama or any other state as far as that goes. I mean, the product's been around for thousands of years, been used for many.
You don't have to sell us. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence that that passing it alleviates your opioid problems.
Yeah.
It doesn't solve them, but it really helps alleviate them.
Oh, man, opioids go way down. Look, a lot of opioid addicts just want some pain relief.
Yeah, now it also contributes massively to violence from Mexico, but they don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. I want, you know what the best part of medical marijuana is? When you...
Well, you know, I got the cataracts, so...
When you get that real insatiable desire to tear into something salty, and then you finish it, and you're like, man, some chocolate and peanut butter would be fire right now. And you finish that, and you're like, a 16-ounce glass of ice-cold milk would just make my day. Then you finish that, and you're like, oh, we got brownies?
And then you're like, man, I'm tired.
And then, look, sleepy, happy, hungry. All right, that's the sleepy, happy, hunger. That's the side effects. Appreciate your call, Smoking Otis. Our number 272-9228. Who is this?
Who this?
Kid?
Yes, who is this?
Sparky.
Hey, Sparky, how you doing, my friend?
I can't complain. I'm going to take you off speaker because I know you hate that. Hey, when you talking about all that hugging and sniffing and touching, I thought you were leading into a Joe Biden story.
No, Dave gave me the eyes in the middle of that story. It's hard to explain, but touch can be a nostalgic experience.
Of course it can.
You know, but it's hard to say it on the air.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe it without sounding like Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I was just lovingly caressing her and giving her the googly eyes, trying to comfort her in her time of need, not being a weird creep.
Yeah, but he didn't know he was doing anything wrong. The poor guy. Come on. He used to have hair and everything.
He did.
Yeah. And about the marijuana thing, Aurora Cannabis, man, I got some stock in it. Go for it.
Aurora
Cannabis.
All right.
ACB.
I got a little cannabis.
Is that the John Boehner backed one?
John Boehner?
No.
John Boehner is not in this one. He's knocking this one as much as he can. He's in another one.
Yeah. He's like on the board, right? Of some other.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you go on the internet, you can listen to a big long speech about the whole thing, but
yeah, I don't know.
I think it's going to happen. I mean,
it's an idea that the time has come.
The time has come. I mean, they're letting everything else go. I wish they'd lay off the babies, though. Let them live.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, fellas, have a good day. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate that. Thank you for calling. Our number 272-922. What?
Nothing.
The song I have pulled up?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what you were laughing
at.
Because Amy is always on topic.
It's true.
Red top.
Especially on this show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, sir?
You know, guns are a dangerous thing. And I'm not a felon, so I could go buy all kinds of guns, couldn't I? You own a gun, don't you, Barrett?
I own more than one.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
I'm actually carrying more than one on me.
That's fine. And how much ammunition can you buy at once? I mean, I bought clips and all that.
I bought thousands of rounds at once in the past. I mean, I don't think there's a limit.
There's no limit?
I've never run into one myself. I mean, I've bought 4,000 or 5,000 rounds at a time from time to time. I think I bought 7,500 rounds once.
Good Lord. Well, Pike Road may be the safest place in the state then.
Well, listen, 22 LR rounds are dirt cheap. You can package them so that they're good forever. And if we ever do get a gun ban in this country, those rounds that I paid like 0.3 cents for will be worth 25 cents apiece.
Wow.
And, you know, so, come and take them.
And if not, I'm going to have a lot of fun plinking with my grandkids.
There you go. Well, you know, they're great for protection. Guns are extremely dangerous.
Well, absolutely.
But you know what?
Alcohol is extremely dangerous, but it's great for wedding receptions.
Absolutely. But you know what? The state of Alabama and Dick Brubaker and other people like that think growing 7 marijuana plants is more dangerous.
No, not Dick
Brubaker. Than having all the guns.
No, not Dick Brubaker.
Yeah, he said so himself. They don't want to build a pass where you can grow 7 marijuana plants in your own backyard, but you can go buy all the weapons and 1,000 rounds of ammunition.
Yeah, I think they're just looking for some more centralized regulation over the industry. They don't.
Well, we've got a serious moral problem in this country when you can go buy all the ammunition you want to shoot people up, but you can't even grow marijuana.
I tend to agree with you, but if you're growing it for yourself, that's one thing. The problem with allowing everybody in Alabama to start growing pot and selling it, it's total chaos, and you have trouble regulating it so children can't get a hold of it. You have trouble regulating the quality of it.
Hey, Baron, let's get real. You can buy 1,000 rounds of ammunition, but you can't grow marijuana. There's no excuse for this.
Well, I agree with you in principle, right? But on the details is where it gets
fuzzy. But what you're doing is you're making the perfect the enemy of the good.
Right. Exactly.
It's one of those things. Well, we have to have this. Well, you know, let's just pump the brakes and think about it a little bit before we just, you know, implement whatever the heck we want.
Right. And if it's regulated and it's safe, you know, I like alcohol. I like gin. I don't like whiskey. I like scotch, but I don't like bourbon and all that. But I don't want necessarily everybody's bathtub to become a gin. You know, bathtub gin.
Communist.
I'd rather just...
Or something.
Run to Costco or run to ABC store or run to Uncle Pat's and pick up a bottle, you know? And that way I know it's labeled. I know what's in it. I know it was created safely in a sane environment.
You know that you won't get the Jake leg?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it, you know, you're not going to go blind.
Hey, look. It's good enough for my grandpappy. It's good enough for me, Baron.
Well, that's my point.
I mean.
That's my point. Our number 272-9228. Mr. Sandman, he knows a little thing about retail. He retails mattresses, and he does it better than anybody. Guys, get by one of his two locations. If you have a mattress that you've been sleeping on since the George W. Bush administration, I don't care what the tag on it says and how long they told you it'd be good. It's terrible. It's garbage. Get off of it and get in there. And while you're there, I'm going to take Dave and I'm going to force him to go buy one day.
I know, right?
And lie down on one of these latex pillows because it is a life changer. Game changer. Game changer. My sister has very sensitive ears,
mm-hmm.
and she can never find a pillow.
You just walk up behind her and yell sometimes?
No, not like sound. I'm talking about like the touch. Like her ears are thin and they hurt when you lay on them.
Her thin ears.
And so I think if she got on a latex pillow, her life would be changed. But I always forget to tell her every time I'm talking to her.
I mean, didn't she have like a birthday or something? You could get her one.
June 5th.
Well, see? It's coming up.
4 years, 6 months, 3 days, and 14 minutes before mine.
It's coming up.
Anyway, go by Mr. Sandman, Highway 14 in Millbrook on the Atlanta Highway, right across from the Dairy Queen right here in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman, 18 years now. The best mattress store right here in the River Region. 18 years. More Dave and Barrett after this.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality
or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Roxanne over at Pet Partners, and she loves what she does for a living. You ever talk to people like that? It's infectious, and they just love what they do. She loves creating a safe environment for puppies and kittens, for dogs and cats. She loves creating a place where they can get outside, get some sunshine, to play, roll around in the grass, and then safely come back inside, not have to worry about running off into the street, not have to worry about getting lost in the neighborhood, not having to worry about, you know, wandering down a busy highway. She loves what she does. She helps train the pets. She does it better than anybody else. Pet Partners is pet solutions for pet problems, indoor and outdoor solutions. So if you have a dog and you want him to come in the house, but you don't like him in the bedroom because you don't want him on the bed, that's fine. You can do that. Or you don't want him in the kitchen because you don't want him begging at the table, you can do that too. Or you don't want the cat up on the table eating the Thanksgiving turkey. All of that can be avoided if you just call 365-5678. That's Pet Partners, dogfence.com. Pet Partners right here in Montgomery. They got a great Facebook page as well. 365-5678. They have pet solutions for pet problems. These underground fences that they put in are absolutely dynamite. Absolutely dynamite. And they give the dogs a little warning noise. The dogs know just to back up a little bit and not go any farther. And it's, I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
What about goats?
You have a goat farm.
Well, my dad does.
How do you keep them in?
Fencing? Fences.
Oh, classic fencing?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that. But on a goat farm, that's fine. You don't want your yard looking like a goat farm.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, will they take care of goats?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, I'll tell you what. If you ever want to attract a crowd of screaming and giggling, women, girls, anything, you know.
And no interest, Dave.
Just bring a baby goat with you somewhere.
No interest.
You should have seen this. So last night, the goat visited my younger son's school today. My dad and his wife have a... So they take the ones that the mom rejects and they like bottle feed it and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Moms reject them?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just don't look good?
Yeah, they don't really know.
Huh.
But then, so if you find them, you have to, like, you know, then...
You want them to live, then
some of you have to tube feed and then, like, this one is bottle fed, but she was out there in a little tutu and a onesie. Little, you know, put a diaper on her.
No.
I'm dead serious.
In a tutu?
Oh, yeah. I got, like, hundreds of pictures of
them. And there's a gaggle of screaming girls.
Now, what
it?
We should have done was, and Michelle kind of nailed it, we were talking about monetizing things. I mean, yeah, off the mic, we should have been like, $2 a picture. $5 to hold it.
You'd have made a trillion.
I mean,
you got to keep the number low enough that people don't think about it.
Right.
They just
sure,
it out.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
$2.
Sure.
Come on.
Well, and listen, when you're out at the ballpark, everybody has cash because they have the stupid concession stand, and your kid constantly begs. So, like, if you can get out of there without $20 a night, then you're doing great.
But look, get a suicide?
Look, see, look, you know, see?
Dang.
See? Baron just melted.
I want a picture.
I tried to get him to bring the goat in here.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
They had to go back early this morning. They had to go take the thing to the, you know.
We are a pet-friendly establishment here.
Yeah, they had to take the goat home and,
There are usually 5 dogs in the studio a day.
I know.
In this station.
See, look, there's Mays getting licked by the goat during his game.
Is that his good luck lick?
I guess so, yeah.
Is that like you hit a hot hopper towards third?
He was
after
he was 4 for 4 yesterday.
Well, see?
I mean, just saying.
He plays ball. He's a good ball player.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
For a 6-year-old.
It's only 6.
Obviously, he's going to be an MLB player, right, Baron?
That's what they tend to say.
Well, I mean, the odds are just already for him.
It's in his favor.
Yeah. The odds are forever in your favor.
I remember my stepbrother years ago, I was out in the backyard playing basketball. I was probably 12 or 13. And he said, you need to be studying or playing baseball. I was like, why? He's like, you're short and white. You got no future in basketball.
Like, shut up.
It's like, well, he makes a good point. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I was 12. Of course I'm short.
I know, right? Back off, man.
We're not tall 12-year-olds.
Back off.
All right. 272-9228. I don't want to start. Well, I'm a big fan of justice porn. And this happened today.
Okay.
This story was out today. Man was killed this afternoon in a tiny North Alabama town. After forcing his way into the home and shooting the owner, Phil Lynn Orr, 53-year-old from Cortland, was killed when the owner returned fire. The homeowner hadn't been publicly identified and was uninjured. Oh, he shot at the owner, not shot the owner. So guy breaks in a house, shoots at the owner, misses, owner returns fire,
the owner,
kills.
Busts back, as they say, and got him.
Where's Cortland? Cortland's up in North Alabama.
Yeah, it is. Got him.
That's unbelievable.
You know, Baron, that brings in mind a saying that I heard a long time ago about gun control.
Hmm.
You know what the definition of gun control is?
Hmm.
Good grouping.
That's pretty good. Yeah, no, I...
So that owner's a big believer in gun control.
Amen. Amen. As am I.
Right.
As am I. I think everybody should be able to shoot straight. I don't know. I don't want people to die. I get people out there scared like Red Top. He just wants to get high.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about.
Doesn't want to get shot at.
But again, guess what? If that guy busted into Red Top's house, tried to shoot the joint up, he'd be happy if he had a pistol handy.
I would imagine.
Or a shotgun.
Yeah, you got to have a gun handy.
Or a pistol and a shotgun.
Just make sure the kids can't get a hold of it.
Several pistols and several shotguns.
Make sure.